And now, another episode of Radio Yesterday, brought to you by ChuckChat.com.
Stand by to raise ship. Blast off. Minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0!
As roaring rockets blast off to distant planets and far-flung stars, we take you to the age of the conquest of space with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Arriving in the small Venusian settlement of Goldstown for a quiet holiday, Space Cadet Tom Corbett, Roger Manning, and Astro found themselves tackling a gang of killers who were trying to hijack the entire supply of gold from the neighboring mine. Despite the menace of giant robots, the boys managed to board one of the armed freighters, and in the fight that followed, the gang was beaten, but they escaped with half of their loot in two remaining ships, another freighter and a space yacht. Fearing they would escape into space, the cadets followed them in the captive freighter still laden with gold. And now, far above Venus, they try to find some trace of the enemy ships.
Control deck to radar bridge. Check in.
Radar bridge, aye. What do you want, Tom?
Haven't you picked up those ships on the radar yet, Roger?
Look, Tom, I'm good, but I'm not a genius. I just got up here. Give me a chance.
Okay, hotshot. Don't use your tubes. They shouldn't be too far away. We blasted off only 15 minutes after they did.
You just hold your rockets, Junior. As soon as I spot them, I'll let you know. End transmission.
Hi, Tom. How are we doing?
Haven't picked up the trail yet, Astro. How's the power department?
Oh, very good for a freighter. There's a power booster gimmick for blastoffs that's new to me.
Hey, another special gimmick. This is some ship.
What do you mean?
The space radio they've got.
A radio? Hey, have you contacted the Solar Guard?
Well, that's just it. We can't.
You mean it isn't working?
Well, not exactly. Here, the receiver's set for Venusport. Now, listen.
But that's just hash.
Uh-huh. The set scrambles a regular broadcast into what you heard. And Roger says it's the same way in reverse with the transmitter. When we call the guard, all they hear is a faint normal static, not even annoying enough to check on.
Oh, I get it. On the same kind of receiver, the message would be in the clear, huh?
Right.
Automatic scrambler and descrambler circuits. First I've ever seen.
Quite a system, eh, Astro? That gang never had to worry about their messages being intercepted.
Cold-blooded killers, and yet they have things like this, to say nothing of the robots. They're gonna be tough to lick.
Radar bridge, control deck, check in.
Control deck, aye. Find them, Roger.
I've got news for you. I've scanned the whole area in front of us and on each side. There are no ships anywhere.
What?
Those killers have disappeared from space.
Oh, great. Don't tell me they have another gimmick. Something that makes them invisible.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment. So stand by.
Spaceman, how would you like to have pictures of all your favorite space cadets? Well, just listen. Right now at your grocery store, you'll find a picture cutout of one of your favorite space cadets on the back of every regular-sized package of Kellogg's Pep. Just think, besides getting the best-tasting cereal you ever put a spoon to, you get a picture cutout on the back of the package. Say, that's really something. You can get a full-length cutout of Roger Manning, Astro, Tom Corbett, and Dr. Joan Dale. And when you cut each picture out, you can mount them on a stand and put them in a space cadet setting. Draw a picture of the Polaris, and then show Astro climbing up to the power deck. You can show Roger on the radar bridge, and Tom Corbett on the control deck. Each cadet picture shows an official Space Academy uniform, too, even a spacesuit. It's a swell collection, and it's yours with a swell-tasting cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Ask Mom to get Kellogg's Pep at the grocery store. Then have Pep for breakfast every morning. While you're scooping up that swell whole wheat and malt flavor, you can be looking at the space cadet on the back of the package. Then, when the box is empty, you're all ready to cut out the picture and set it up. So don't delay. Start your Space Cadet collection right away. Get a package of the Build-Up Wheat Cereal, Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P. Pep.
Rocketing through space far above Venus in the captured freighter, Tom, Roger, and Astro are confident that they can track down the criminals who brought death and destruction to Goldtown. Until suddenly, Roger reports from the radar bridge that the killers have disappeared from space.
That's impossible, Roger. Ships can't just disappear.
If you don't believe me, Junior, suppose you get on this radar and check up yourself.
Well, all right, don't overheat your tubes. I know you've been riding that scanner, but it... Well, it's fantastic.
Well, they could just be further ahead than we figured, Tom. We're packing all that gold, and there's a lot of inertia to overcome.
No, Astro. Their freighter has about the same load. The space yacht could go much faster, but...
Forget it, you guys. If they went twice as fast, they still wouldn't be out of range so quick.
Then, with all the scientific gadgets this gang has, maybe I was right.
That they really can disappear? I doubt that, Astro.
We've missed a point somehow.
I didn't. There are no ships within radar range.
Wait a minute. Sure there are. Only radar can't spot them.
What are you talking about?
Well, there must be some ships flying over Venus right now on regular flights. But with the whole planet behind them, they wouldn't show up on our screen.
Naturally not, Junior, but we're talking about ships in space.
Are we? Suppose they double back to Venus.
But why, when they just escaped from there?
Because it's the last place anyone would look for them. We didn't, but we'd better start now. Astro, get below and give me power on the steering vanes. We've got to turn this crate around fast.
Right. Ready in a minute.
You know, Roger, that gang must have a hideaway. Probably. They've nearly reached it by now.
Yeah, but to cover all of Venus is a big order, Tom.
Well, maybe we can pick up something on this radio receiver of theirs.
Go on. They wouldn't be stupid enough to use radios.
They might. No ordinary set can intercept those scrambled transmissions. And they don't know that we're after them in one of their own ships.
By the rings of Saturn, maybe you're right.
Come on down here and start sweeping the radio band, Roger, and let's hope we get a break.
Well, Tom, getting anything?
Not yet, Astro. Roger's been sweeping the whole band, and he's rigged up some instruments to get a fix on any signal.
Hey, wait a minute. I think I'm picking up something now.
Orders to open the entrance in 30 seconds.
Hey, listen, quiet, Astro.
Take the freighter in first. We will follow. End transmission.
That's it. We nearly missed it.
I'll say. Sounds like they're ready to duck into their hideout. Did you get a fix, Roger?
Not a real one. Impossible without triangulations. All I can show you is the general area on this map of Venus. Let's see now. It's about in this direction. Maybe 50 miles either way. And the distance, well, that could be anywhere from here to, say, here.
Great. Jupiter, we'll have to cover about 5,000 square miles.
Best I can do, Junior.
And it's right in the middle of the worst jungle on Venus.
Well, at least we know the area. Maybe we can spot their installation. It doesn't look too hopeful, but we have to try. Full space speed, fellas. Let's take a shot at it.
How many square inches are there in 5,000 square miles of jungle, Tom?
Too many, Roger.
There sure are when you have to look over every one of them, even from up here. But you ought to feel at home, Astro.
Ah, stow it, Hotshot. To listen to you, anybody think there was nothing on Venus but jungle?
If I didn't think so before, I sure do now.
Space dust. I'm sick of this, too. Tom, we've covered the whole area without spotting any camouflage for their hideout. We're on the wrong track.
Not if the installation is underground, because then nature furnishes the camouflage.
Underground? Here?
Why not?
If they're underground, we can't possibly spot them. We might as well pick up our marbles and go home.
No, we can't leave.
Do you realize that the gold towners must have contacted the Solar Guard by now? The guard's probably headed out into space right now for nothing.
Yeah, I know.
Well, let's get out of here and call them back.
Roger, if we leave, the killers will probably pop out and really get away this time.
Why should they give up their cozy little nest?
Don't you suppose they spotted us prowling around here? They won't figure we're just admiring the scenery.
Tom's right. They're probably just waiting for us to beat it so they can make a break.
But we can't stay here forever. Our fuel won't hold out.
I've been thinking about that, too. If we could only get them to come out while we're still here.
Fat chance. Well, there's only one thing left. You work your great brain while Astro and I work over the radio.
Yeah, we can try to change those scrambling circuits so we can call the guard.
Think you can get it done in time?
No, but at least we'll be doing something.
Well, go ahead. No, don't touch it.
Watch it, Astro. The boy's gone space happy.
The radio, that's it. That's the way to get those snakes out of their hole.
What do you mean, Tom?
Look, we know we can't contact the Solar Guard on this trick set, but the gangsters don't know we know it. You follow me?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, if I pretend I'm trying to call the guard and slip in some information to interest the killers... They'll hear it and come out with a ship.
How do you know they'll hear it?
I don't, but I imagine they're listening.
And what's this information that's so interesting?
Just listen. Turn on the set, Roger. Solar Guard headquarters from Space Cadet Tom Corbett. Come in, please. Solar Guard from Cadet Corbett. Acknowledge. We still can't hear your answer, but assume you can hear us. I request emergency priority on the following message. We've located the Gold Town criminals in Venus Sector 92 Southwest and are patrolling the area. Please send help immediately. Repeat, immediately. Our position is dangerous. We have a full cargo of gold aboard, and all gun controls are jammed. Come at once. End transmission.
Well, that does it, fellas. I hope.
Hey, what was that about our gun controls being jammed?
That was the clincher, Astro. If those yellow space rats think we're helpless, they should walk into our trap.
And we're the bait, huh?
Right.
But sometimes a trap doesn't go off. And then the bait gets eaten.
Tom, Roger, take a look through this viewport.
What's the matter?
Something mighty funny. Way over there, a whole section of jungle is sinking.
The underground entrance.
It worked. They're coming out.
There's a ship blasting off.
Hey, it's the space yacht.
Good, I hoped it would be.
Yeah, that yacht can run circles around this tub.
But we have more firepower, and they think we don't have any. Don't worry, Roger.
Who's worried?
Great Galaxy. The freighter's coming out, too.
Uh-oh, now I am worried.
I didn't think they'd use the ship with the gold.
Looks as if they've managed to unload it somehow. It's making good time.
And we've still got our cargo. That means even the freighter can outrun and outmaneuver us, Tom.
Yes, I'd better change our course. Look as if we're making a run for it, so they don't suspect our guns are really working.
I'd better get below and start nursing the rockets.
Okay, Astro, one thing we'll need is plenty of power.
You'll get it, Tom.
The yacht's drawn way ahead of the freighter now.
Well, that won't do. We'll have to get them together.
But if we could pick off the yacht first, then
the freighter would know our guns are working. I want it to come as a little surprise to both of them.
Okay, Tom. Power deck ready.
Right, Astro. Full space speed.
All right. Full space speed.
Now we'll climb. She's pretty sluggish.
Hey, Tom. The yacht fired a warhead when they saw us move. We're still out of range, though.
We won't be for long. Are they climbing after us?
Sure, and their rate of climb is faster.
Power deck.
Power deck, all right.
Stand by steering rockets, Astro. Two turns to port, as sharp as this ship can make.
Then we'll be heading back where we came from.
That's the idea. Get ready.
The yacht's coming on range now. Catching up fast.
Then now's the time.
Okay, Astro. Short blast for first turn.
Coming up.
This is like turning a barge. There. All right, Astro, again.
Okay. Coming up!
Come on, baby, get around. Roger, where's the yacht?
A little above and behind us. Pretty close.
Fine, and the freighter?
That was her getting into the act. We better get on the starboard gun.
I'll take him. You take the port side. The yacht will be there in any second. But don't fire yet.
Wow, that one rocked us. What are you waiting for, Tom? See the whites of their eyes?
Almost. I'm cutting right between them. We can fire from both sides.
Great idea, if they don't get us first.
Coming up. You ready?
Sure, I'm...
Hey, the yacht's starting to dive!
Okay, open fire!
Blast it! Missed! I nailed the freighter astern. She's down to our speed now.
Tom, look, they're sending robots after us.
A robot shouldn't be able to hurt a ship this size. Don't bother with them unless they fly straight into a gun.
Okay. The yacht's coming back and the freighter's turning.
They're going to try and finish us.
They've got us bracketed.
Astro, give me a blast.
Okay. Hey, Tom, the robots.
What in space was that?
Astro, the rockets have stopped. What happened?
I had to shut them off. The gang sent a robot square into the rocket tube. Jammed it there. If I held power, we'd blow up.
Great Galaxy, without power, we can't maneuver. We can't even stay in the air.
They'll clobber us.
Keep firing, Roger.
Okay.
Astro, come up and help him. We'll have to take the ship in for a crash landing.
Roger. Astro, are you all right?
Yeah. I'm okay, Tom.
Oh, me too, I guess. Pretty good landing, Tom.
I was lucky to find a clear spot in this jungle. Except that they'll be able to spot us here.
They have. They're following us down.
Oh, blasted. Look at our guns. They're wrecked. We can't fire back.
Well, there's nothing left to fire anyway, Tom.
What?
We're out of ammunition.
Oh, but a couple of warheads.
All right. We'll have to get out and hide in the jungle. The ship's healed over on the main hatch, so we'll use the emergency. Come on, hurry up.
But, Tom, the jungle's hopeless. We'll die there, even if the killers don't come after us.
It's better than this. Go on, Tom. Open the hatch, will you?
I can't. It's jammed.
Oh, great. And there's no other way out.
What about the rocket tube?
That's blocked by the robot. Those space crawlers really have us now. We're trapped.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment. So stand by. Stand by, all spacemen. Stand by, all spacemen.
here's a special teleceiver message for all spacemen from Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
Hi there. A lot of you spacemen have been writing in asking for pictures. Pictures of Dr. Dale, Astro, Roger, and myself. Well, the Kellogg people heard about all this, so just listen to what they did. They put pictures of all of us right on different packages of Kellogg's Pep. And not only that, but the pictures are put on so you can cut them out and stand them up. But these swell picture cutouts are only part of it. The whole Pep package is new. As a matter of fact, all the Kellogg cereals are dressed up in bright new packages. No fooling. Every single one of them. Wait till you see the big lineup of all your Kellogg favorites at your grocery store. The best tasting cereals. The best looking packages. And every one of them Kellogg's.
That's right, spacemen. It's K-Day at the grocery store. All the Kellogg cereals have new faces, new pictures, new exciting packages. Why, people are even singing about it.
Did you see what I saw? Kellogg's on display in brand new boxes, bright and gay. These famous cereals come your way. Go see this eyeful. The Kellogg's All-Star Breakfast Show has a cheerful look, a lift for you. Starts you up with a hoop-de-doo. Kellogg's for breakfast and a happy, happy day. Get a big supply today, today.
Yes, for a happy day, have a happy breakfast with the best-tasting cereal ever, Kellogg's.
Trapped in the battered wreckage of their ship after crash landing in the Venusian jungle, Tom, Roger, and Astro are unable to return their enemy's fire. With every exit sealed by the crash, they face certain death as warheads burst all around and the killers come roaring down out of the sky.
This is a great way for us to wind up like rats in a trap.
We're not finished yet, Roger.
Well, there's no way out, Tom. Those dirty space crawlers are going to blow us to space dust.
Maybe not. Come on, this way. Run!
Where are we headed for?
For the cargo section, where the gold is stored.
What good is that? There's no hatch there.
I know. Here, go on in. Fast.
Okay, here we are. So what?
Look, through this viewport. The Alton Equator have almost reached the ground. How could they miss if they really wanted to blow up the ship?
Maybe they're just playing games.
No, they want to kill us, all right. But not by blowing everything sky high, including the gold. They figure blasts and fragments from the warheads will do it.
Well, they're right.
But here, with the gold, we have a chance. The bags of dust will protect us for a while.
Tom, what's the difference? We're still trapped.
But maybe we won't be. The same gold that helps us must be tearing the ship apart.
Tearing the... What are you talking about?
Well, look how all that weight has shifted. It's bearing down on a bulkhead that's already been weakened by the crash. And now with those warheads blasting all around us, something has to give.
The hull plates. Yeah, you're right, Tom. They're buckling. And they've sprung a seam over here. It's only an inch, but...
Brother, that was a bad one.
No, a good one. The seam's wide open. There's our exit.
And on the side, away from the gang. They'll never see us through all the smoke and dust.
Okay, let's go. Even that jungle looks good to me now.
Go ahead. Hurry. I'll be with you as fast as I can.
Huh? You're not staying here, are you?
Yeah. There's something else to do.
But, Tom, the killers are landing.
Don't argue. Get it going.
Okay, it's your war. Come on, Astro.
I'll join you soon.
I hope.
Why doesn't Tom come? How long have we been waiting here?
I don't know, Astro. 5 minutes, 10. Seems like hours.
Even the freighter's landed now. And neither ship is even bothering to fire anymore.
Well, why should they? They're sure we're dead. But they're sending the robots in first, just in case.
Roger, maybe Tom really is...
Dead? Yeah. Hurt, anyway. With those big torches, the robots are cutting through the hull like butter.
They'll be inside the ship in a second. Tom won't have a chance. We have to go after it.
We won't have a chance either, but... Oh, let's go.
Wait, Roger! Astro!
Tom,
you're all right.
We thought you were
killed. I'll explain later. Hit the dirt fast. What's the matter? Did they spot you?
No. Lie flat and dig yourself in as much as you can.
But what for?
No time to explain. The robots are in the ship now.
What difference does it make?
Hey, what was that?
They can't be fired.
Get your heads down.
Great Jupiter. What happened, Tom?
Take a look.
The ship we were in, it's blown up.
Robots and men scattered like toys. Tom, what in the universe did you do?
Tell you later. First, let's make sure those space crawlers are licked. Once and for all.
Well, this is one bunch of killers that won't do any killing anymore. Most of them won't even wake up until they're in a prison hospital.
And some won't ever wake up.
Yes, the ones who were too anxious to get at the gold they'd murdered for.
Speaking of gold, Tom, I've heard of men rich enough to throw a little around. But I bet you're the first who ever scattered a whole shipload.
Will you tell us now what you did?
Oh, it was simple enough. I just rigged up a, well, I guess you'd call it an atomic booby trap.
Booby trap?
Uh-huh. I dismantled the last two warheads, fixed them so the robots would set them off when they got to the power deck. That was the first explosion, and it triggered the reactor pile. I pulled out the dampers before I left.
So the whole pile went?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you sure did a job, Tom.
Good, Junior. Couldn't have done better myself.
Yo, why, you couldn't even do half.
Forget it, Astro. Come on, let's see if one of those ships can still get off the ground.
I hope so. I'd sure like to get out of here.
Yep. Get this finished up, and then back to Gold Town. You think your uncle will still take us on that fishing trip?
Sure. Just wait till you tie into those Venusian mutation salmon.
Sounds like real sport.
Hey, you're not kidding. Are those salmon...
Something, Jupiter. How can you two think about anything as dull as fishing at a time like this?
Dull? Why, Roger, there's nothing in the universe more exciting than having a fighting fish at the end of your line. Right, Astro?
Sure, that's one time you really know you're in a scrap.
With a fish, huh? Well, that kind of talk after all this excitement certainly proves what I always said. You guys are crazier than a Martian platypus with two-headed fleas.
Don't miss the next action-packed adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, on Tuesday, when the crew of the Polaris returns from Venus, only to find themselves threatened with death as they try to solve the riddle of Astro. Tune in same time, same station on Tuesday for the next thrilling interplanetary adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Brought to you by Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, starring Frankie Thomas, can also be seen on television and appears in the comic sections of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Featured in today's cast were Jan Merlin and Al Markham. Today's program was written by Don Hughes, directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking.
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret. Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret.
And what a secret. In Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the tasty raisins are dipped in honeycomb. That means plumper, more tender raisins, along with delicious golden crisp bran flakes. Both fruit and cereal, all in one box. And no other raisin bran but Kellogg's gives you the tender goodness of raisins dipped in honeycomb. That's Kellogg's secret. So for your breakfast, make sure you get Kellogg's, because...
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret.
This program came to you from New York, America's sole on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.